Welcome to the May meeting of the Heritage Farm Advisory Team. Any additions to the draft agenda that people wish to put forward? Okay.
Nope.
Haven't heard anything, so I will assume that there's nothing to add. Next order of business would be approval of the March 18th meeting minutes. Hopefully you all had received that.
Yep, I read them over. Nothing jumped out at me, Pat, so I move they be approved as written.
Is there a second at all? Okay, very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting minutes for March 18th are approved. Okay, first order of business. Still in kind of a startup stage, the business and marketing plan. Where we are with that is that WSU Metro Center is helping put together a pre-assessment of issues at the farm. We have provided them various information on equipment, facilities, ownership and use, leases and partnerships, lists of contracts for organizations active at the farm, budgets and resources. And they are in the process of conducting a variety of interviews. I don't know who all they have interviewed or who's on their list, but I know that I have been interviewed, Joe has been interviewed, and Galena has been interviewed. They're trying to assess kind of what are the key issues, key opportunities, concerns, issues and hopes for the future of the farm across the various interests and user groups. And I think at the first few interviews are focusing on Clark County, some of the WSU Extension personnel, and perhaps members of the Farm Advisory Committee. Don't know if Sandy or Kirk, you've been interviewed yet, but I imagine you will at some point.
Yes, I had my interview.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Yes, Pat, I've had mine too, and I also strongly urged her to contact Gary and Rob, our other two members on the board, to make sure that they get their input also. I think Bill ought to be included in that list, but they're working through them. It just takes time for them to get them all scheduled.
I've had my interview.
Yes, interviews to you. I've had my interview. She's interviewed Justin, Annette. I know that Erica will probably be getting a call if she hasn't already, Johnson. But she's working down the list.
All right, good. So I think once kind of this initial pre-assessment is together, we have sort of a identified list of concerns, issues, et cetera, that we would address more specifically as we work through kind of phase two of the process, which would be really the key document of developing the business and marketing plans. But we wanted to make sure that there was sort of this consensus around major issues and things of folks that are familiar with what goes on with the farm and interests that they would like to see pursued there. And so that's the process. I think we're hoping to schedule some sort of progress meeting with the Metro Center folks and other folks involved in the program in third or fourth week of June. I know we've selected a tentative date, but we haven't gotten all the confirmation of folks that have been able to attend that yet. So that's probably the next step. And back in when we come back in the July meeting, hopefully there'll be some more information on the work that has been done to date. Any questions on that?
Do we have a, has there been a target date or a general goal time-wise of this? I may have been, I just might have missed it or can't remember.
I think we are trying to go through this process, have some interaction with other interests, and hopefully bring some information to council this year. And then starting off the next year, hopefully we have some council direction on what to focus in on the specifics of the business marketing plan.
On the schedule of interviewees, are any of the counselors on that schedule?
I do not know at the present time. I think they have been, it has been suggested that it would be important to talk to them. I don't know if they've been scheduled yet.
Thank you.
I'll just jump in. I'm working on getting two of the counselors scheduled for interviews.
Super.
Thank you, Alex. All right, any other questions on the business marketing plan status? Okay, very good. Why don't we go on to the Farm Advisory Committee. Sandy, do you want to discuss that?
Or Kurt? Sure. There's not a lot going on. The weather station, the WSU Ag weather station was installed a few weeks ago, and a few of us went out there to help and to take some pictures and such. And so it's all settled in and has a fence around it. Some people had some questions about whether how we were going to mow around it, because there is a solid fence with no gate. And Joe informed me that he had a conversation with John about that, and they do not want the grass mowed, and that they will come in and take care of that a couple of times a year. But they don't want it mowed around there because it affects the weather readings or something. So anyway, if anybody wonders why the grass is growing inside the fence and not getting mowed, that's, they don't want it mowed. So that was nice to have that completed. Dustin with the Incubator Farm Project is getting started on his, getting his the area ready for planting. And Joe might have some more updates on where he is on that. I haven't been out there recently to see what's going on with that. And then lastly, the Mom Chrysanthemum Club had put in an event request to have a mom sale this weekend. And so that will be happening. And I think, Joe, you've given a heads up about that as well, seeing as the gate is an issue right now. So I think that's about all that's going on. I am working on the partner list. I got the one from WSU, and I'm awaiting the one from Joe to put together the partner list from the farm to send to the Metro Center as they had requested. And I'm also going to be sending them the summer reports we've done in the past so that they can see some of those reports that we put together. So Kirk or Rob or Gary, do you have anything else to add?
I don't have any. No, I think you covered it well.
There hasn't been a lot going on, so that pretty much sums it up.
We're in a valley of the peaks and valleys.
Well, we're in process, I guess, is right. Mm-hmm. Kind of where we are, and you know, I'm sure there's many other things that are going on at the farm, even though,
yes,
you know, kind of these topics of discussion are kind of in their development mode. So let's see, anything else from the Farm Advisory Committee? New proposals other than the mom event proposal?
No, none. Uh-uh.
Okay. And Blair or Kirk, who wants to talk about the foundation?
I think Blair does.
That's what I thought. I detected the baton being passed last meeting.
I'm talking away, you know, and there's the mute button is on. So we on our last meeting we reviewed the progress that we've made on the website, and that is looking good. a few members of the board attest to the website and ability to join membership wise and to make donations through the website, and that is all working just fine now. So if anyone is interested in making donations to Friends of the Farm, you can just go online to our website and it'll give you an opportunity to make that connection. So our major items of discussion are about the kinds of items that we want to be involved in the future. To what extent do we want to be involved in management and fund development and that sort of thing. And we're in flux there as far as discussing those decisions. So that's probably best I can say.
Okay, in terms of the business and marketing plan, one of the documents I did send over to Patricia, who was the one that interviewed me, is kind of that summer report from the leadership Clark County that they completed a couple of years ago, which had some excellent food for thought in it and ideas about, you know, initiatives that may involve the foundation.
Yeah, that'll be good for them to see that. Thank you. Great.
Yep. It would be. I just have one more thing to add, Blair. For those of you who have not been on the websites yet, we are compiling feedback for refinements and wordage improvements and more pictures and layouts. We're just trying to keep update the website a bit. So as you get on it, I know a number of you have already sent suggestions to me, which we're incorporating. But if you run across something you think ought to be slightly reworded or changed, shoot me an email with it, and we'll get it incorporated into the change on the website, because we're constantly looking for ways to improve that.
All right. Okay, I guess that brings us to Joe. Joe, in addition to getting the tractor back, what's going on?
Well, good afternoon, guys. The only thing really to report on, other than the fact that the Master Gardeners have completed their sale, and although I can't report anything about how the sale went, I can only report that it seemed to go quite well. They had people signed up this year by time slot, and then gave them an allotted time to, you know, make their purchases and stuff. And that seemed to work really well. You'll have to ask them, because they may completely disagree that it was terrible or whatever. It seemed pretty good to me. And in fact, it went so well that unfortunately, folks that were signed up for the last 2 days actually had to or weren't able to come. They actually sold out of plants before they ever got to their last 2 days of time slots, if you will. With that, unfortunately, I did not share this information. In fact, Mr. Lee may be quite upset because I never even told Pat Lee about this. We had major problems with our gate on Friday. Just for those who don't know, I was actually out last Thursday and Friday. I got a frantic phone call. The gate had quit working completely. I thought initially they burned up a motor. I thought I'd heard about that. And so there was a frantic scramble to get the gate secured. And then at the same time that the gate was broken, we had a homeless person that showed up and started asking a lot of questions about, was the gate going to be secured tonight? And so, anyhow, long story short, we got it handled. Some people were slightly inconvenienced because I did have to padlock the gate over the weekend, but everybody understood. We got it fixed yesterday. It's up and working again. So that was our little bit of chaos this last week. Other than that, I hate to say it, guys, there's not much to report because everybody's been very busy planting. I'll tell you this, we're looking at having a fabulous year. The last couple of days have been a little bit rainy, but prior to that, it's been good and warm, and we've got more plants in the ground than we ever have in the past. And like the food bank, I want to say the food bank is probably a week and a half ahead of any schedule they've ever had, you know, to date. So things are looking really good. And I got to tell you, the big one that I'm really impressed with is if you guys see Josh Jones with Partners in Careers, you give him a thumbs up and a pat on the back, because he's just killing it right now. His crew is His crew is just doing phenomenal. With that, I'll tell you real quick. My goals for the next 2 weeks are going to be to mow every inch of grass on the property, and to knock down some big limbs that are starting to grow over the perimeter. And that's kind of my to-do list coming up the next 2 weeks. Is going to be mowing grass and limbing trees, and that's about it. So if anybody has any questions, let me know and I'll answer those.
So that irrigation setup was complete for the northwest field. I know you're working on that. Hooking up a riser or something like that last week sometime.
Oh, what are you calling the northwest field?
Kirk, it would be in the northwest corner of, I'm sorry. I can't, I was going to give you a smart aleck comment. No. So essentially what Pat's talking about is I had an irrigation riser that if you guys remember, we did the major irrigation project and then there was a last call that was like, hey, listen, we're going to lose this budget. Do you have any last requests to, extend it, make it better? And I had them put in a riser over next to the northwest field. In fact, if you go over to the master composter site, there's a riser that is just west of the master composters. Well, unfortunately, when they put it in, I put a field flag where I wanted it, and they stopped short by about 25 feet. I wanted it at the corner of the field, and I thought that was kind of self-explanatory. It's put it at the corner of the field, and it's about 25. It might even be 30 feet back from the corner of the field. And so what Pat's talking about is I'm going to just pull that riser out, and I'm just going to push the pipe down another 30 feet and put it where I wanted it the first time. The answer, Mr. Lee, is no, I have not. Let's put it this way. The grass is growing so bloody quick, I'm going to have to move that one down my to-do list. I'll still do it here in the next couple of weeks, but I've got to start mowing because that grass is getting taller every day.
Yeah. Is that primarily the food bank field?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's it really was. The food bank runs all the way down the parking lot, don't they? Or across the creek line anyway, roughly.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, there's about an 80 or 100 foot buffer there, but yes.
Right. Yeah. So were they short on watering coverage?
No, not at all. It's Kirk, I hate to put it this way, it's just me being me. God darn it.
That's okay. That explains it all.
No, I'm just telling you, it totally works just fine. It's just this thing of, God darn it, you put it where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, don't put it in the wrong place.
Right.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to make sure I was spatially correct.
Okay. I guess one thing, now that you mentioned the creek, the wetlands project that our clean water group is doing, there's actually a project manager that has been assigned to that. When we do capital projects, be they road capital projects, stormwater projects, or things like that, we have sort of this capital project delivery system where there's someone in the engineering construction division that kind of is the project manager of it. And they wrap in other members from, the parties that be affected, be it clean water, or traffic, or transportation, construction management, et cetera. And this is the project team that's pulled together to, design and construct capital projects. And so they have sort of the first step, now that the funding is secured, a project manager has been assigned, Robin McMillan. She's very experienced, has worked on lots of projects. And she is shortly gonna convene a kickoff meeting of the larger team to review the project and sort of begin to dive in of details of, okay, what sort of initial assessments there may need to be, locate the sewer line, whatever the situation might be, and and then begin to move forward with the engineering design process. So that's where that one stands.
So Pat, that will include some conversation with people at the farm who are concerned about losing farmland to wetlands.
Oh yeah. It'll include discussions with affected folks. Absolutely.
Great. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, following right up on that, Pat, a little bit. We have a topo of the wetlands area running there east and west that's several years old. Probably Blair knows how old that topo is. Is that part, do you know if that's going to be part of the early on engineering side of it so we can get a new topo done for that area so to determine exactly where someone thinks the wetlands are?
I don't actually know the answer to that question. It is a typical step that is done typically if we have old or inferior topographic work and it's needed to put together the engineering design. Typically there would be some survey crews sent out there to try and define the topo. The challenge at this point in time is our survey group today just lost their most experienced senior engineering technician and is less than half staffed at this point. So there's staffing challenges in a variety of public works groups, not the least of which parks is among them, is an issue that tends to slow down things more than might be desired. So that's status. I think it would not be a surprise that detailed topo was done, but I don't definitively know the answer or when it would be sequenced at this point.
Yeah, we've had a couple discussions on the board about that swale through there, and I was just, you know, we're going to be tracking it just because we have so many customers that abut it and join it from all sides. So it's just something we're sort of sensitive to and keeping an eye on.
All right. Sounds good. Let's see. Trying to. So that would move us on to public comments. I have not received any written.
You broke up, Pat. We lost you.
Sorry, I have not seen any written comments that have been submitted, and I was asking Alex if anything's come across her desk at all.
No, none.
Okay, so are there any public comments for folks in attendance?
Pat, I had one thing to comment on. I see that the new budget round was passed through the state budget. Now there is a heritage capital project funding available. I'm wondering about contacting our grant writers to be able to move forward with requesting money for the farm and then this next go round.
I can certainly follow up on that and see what might be a potential and review that with folks here, but at this point we have not put together anything or not even a specific project idea at this point.
Yeah, well, I think it would be revolving around proving any of the historic buildings that the architectural report discussed and their estimates on getting the buildings up and running usable.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good idea. A good example would be several of the estimates for the historical buildings was to make them usable for ADA and classrooms would be like an example, and you know, that might be an area of grant writing ability to bring two of those buildings into compliance with that kind of a need. I think that's what you're talking about, wasn't it, Robert?
Yeah, any of the buildings, and as more projects and uses get approved, there's going to be more of a demand for this. And
okay, good comment. Thank you, Rob. And yeah, we'll follow up. I'll have a conversation with Jackie and see if she has some specific thoughts about the funding and what might be competitive, and then see if we have the resources to pull something together.
Mm-hmm. Is Sharon still working with Jackie, or has she left the funding?
I do not know. I have not heard from Sharon or Jackie for a while. I think I followed up with Jackie after the Historic Preservation Commission reviewed the weather station proposal, and I really haven't had much interaction with her since then.
All right. I haven't seen Sharon's name pop up at all.
Okay. I do not know. Do not know the answer.
All right.
All right. And any other comments from folks that are participating in the meeting?
This is Sandy. There's one other thing I wanted to follow up on. At one point, I think you and Galena had mentioned that the sheriff's office had a number of storage units that might be available that we could use on the farm. And I think we had sent a recommendation that maybe we could get 4 or 5 of those, and then maybe put them in a central location, maybe up by the hog barn, kind of in mid-range. We're getting lots of requests for people to have additional storage or wanting to put their storage units on their sites, and we've kind of held back on that. And so I wondered what the status of getting some of those would be, and that whether that could be considered to find a central location of which then we could identify who might be able to need or use extra storage.
I know that it's been Kaylee McLaughlin-Burton that's really been coordinating that effort, because the intent was, if volunteer groups wanted to take advantage of those, they would need to step up and find a way to get them to the farm. And there was the Historic Preservation Commission, which I think is what the Farm Advisory Committee is tracking with, and that instead of, you know, all over the farm, you know, locating them in one general location would probably be better, but that would still require an appropriateness review before the Historic Preservation Commission, as I understand it. And I think Kaylee has been the one most directly involved in that. Joe has had some involvement, but I have not heard of specific entities that said I want it and I'll be happy to move the storage units to the farm at this point.
So if the advisory committee suggests that we might be able to get 4 or 5, even though there might not be spoken for at this point, would we work with Kaylee and then the Historic Preservation to see if that can happen?
Yes.
Is there something we can do to help with that?
Yeah, I can certainly follow up with Kaylee and figure out where she is in the process and what next steps there might be.
Okay, just so we can secure the storage units for the potential of doing that. So I wasn't sure how many were left, or, you know, are they flying off the property or whatever, you know, so that we can move forward with it as well.
To my knowledge, we are not running short of the storage units at this point in time.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you could follow up and then either input us in connection, then we can work with her and move forward on that. That'd be great.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
It'd be nice to get a picture and a description of those, I think. Is that through Kaylee then we do that?
Oh, we had forwarded some pictures of them, but we can certainly send you pictures again. That would be fine.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see what they look like and how useful they might be. Thank you.
I guess there's one other comment, is I wondered if there was any more conversation or discussion about the solar panels.
No, we have not heard anything. Joe, have you heard anything from the proponent on that one?
No, nothing at this time.
Yeah. All right.
One other thought I had, Pat, quick question. There was some discussion a while back about increasing staff or personnel over at the farm buildings in offices that are available over there. Is there anything new about that?
It's a dynamic situation, let's put it that way. I think... I think the intent, I mean, Joe has his office over there. The intent was to try and, put a couple of parks people over there. Last word, it was probably Alex and myself. And also have a third station where people can come in and out in that room, and Joe can use that as well. We were in the process of contacting movers, et cetera, to see what the cost, et cetera, might be. And unfortunately, the person that was coordinating them just submitted her resignation. So we believe it will be delayed. We believe it will be delayed a couple of months before that happens.
It sounds like it's more static than dynamic.
Well, if you're Alex or myself, we've heard it go back and forth a number of ways. So for us, it's very dynamic.
Person resigned.
I understand these sheriff storage sheds are really nice.
Yeah, see if we can outfit them with IT equipment or something. The other thing I think probably folks should be aware of is we are in the process of extending the current lease agreement with WSU Extension for the main administration building through the end of this year, which would give us time to have a more meaningful and deep conversation about space planning and a variety of other things at the farm. So things will remain status quo at the present time, and over the next 6 months we would be working with WSU to try and work through the issues associated with some of those proposals that have come forward. Christine, you want to add anything on that one?
No, I think you're right. I think that so we're going to be, I think we're meeting on Monday just to continue WSU. So it's WSU and WSU Extension and the county are all working through what the current leases will be looking like. Again, this is a normal, the lease was going to be up on May 31st. So this isn't not a new endeavor. This was already coming up. I think it's been 6 years since the lease has been removed. Yeah. So this isn't a new thing. It was so taking a look at the lease has brought up just a lot of different questions, and particularly with just some of the work that the Metro Center, the WC Extension Metro Center, is doing around operations plan and then marketing and business plan, just starts to bring in just kind of some different dynamics. So this gives us some time to be able to think about potentially what this might look like as we're getting more information, and just how this might look for the space. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Christine. Okay. Any other comments, We are through the agenda in record time, I think. All right. Does anybody wish to move to adjourn?
So, Pat, I just have one more thing. I was just thinking about, I don't know, Robert, you were talking about this opportunity for a grant proposal for historic spaces. I think to also remind that the main building, I would say half of the basement is finished, I would say there's maybe half of the basement is finished, but the other half is not finished. So, I mean, that could be another consideration is it is usable space where there is a lot of storage space, and Justin O'Day has kind of a research laboratory, which is still pretty a rough space, not necessarily an office space. So I guess that's another thing to consider is worth thinking about just what our dynamic is. There's a whole lot of space down in the basement that could be utilized if it were finished. So.
Sure.
Okay.
I move we adjourn.
All right. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And so next meeting is July 15th. And
we'll see you then, Pat.
Yes, you will. I'll be here for that meeting.